You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So many of us know the story of Scrooge and Tiny Tim, but have you ever heard the imaginary tale about how Charles Dickens came to write A Christmas Carol? Mr. Dickens and His Carol is a story of Charles Dickens' journey while he was writing this iconic Christmas story. And here with me today is the author, Samantha Silva. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Samantha, how in the world did you come up with this idea? Because A Christmas Carol, I mean, there's no other word but to say it is an iconic tale.
And it's a little bit daring, I guess, a little bit risky to take on such an iconic tale.
Exactly.
Yes, but a friend of mine almost 2 decades ago had come to me and said, we ought to write a ghost story anthology movie about Dickens writing a carol, because I heard that that's how he came up with the story, and Victorians loved ghost stories, and especially, you know, around the hearth at Christmas time. But when I looked into it, that wasn't at all what happened. The true story was that Dickens had written Martin Chuzzlewit, and it was his first real flop. It was an utter flop.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah,
right.
Many people have not read, I have not read Martin Chuzzlewit. Yes.
So there you go.
So his publishers came to him and said, we'll have to deduct from your pay £50 sterling on a monthly basis. And he just moved into this grand house at 1 Devonshire Terrace. He and his wife and many children lived beyond their means. But he was also a great philanthropist. He not only did he support his relatives, including his ne'er-do-well father, John Dickens, but he was a great philanthropist. And it would have, £50 sterling a month would have ruined him. And so he came up with A Christmas Carol as a money spinner to get him out of debt with his publishers. Yes. And I love the irony of it, that this iconic tale about greed and selfishness.
Right.
And Scrooge was
going to take people's money. So that's almost like
exactly.
Him. So it's almost like him kind of socking it to the publisher, right? By saying almost like, well, you're going to take my money.
Well, interestingly, I think that my story takes off at that point where the publishers come to him. And my thought was that, well, they blackmail him into trying to write a Christmas book, because as a writer, you're always looking for conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it wasn't a conflict if Dickens had a problem and then he solved it. But it was a great setup to think that they would come to him and try to blackmail him, and Dickens would refuse. And that sets him on a tale, his own Scrooge journey of sort of alienating everyone he knows, his publishers, his family, his wife, his friends, his relatives, and ultimately his reading public. And in going on his own Scrooge journey, with the help of a muse, finds his way back to himself and his ability to write this iconic tale.
And what I've heard is it's actually funny as well. So it's not necessarily this dark, deep book. It's you know, entertaining and enjoyable.
I consider it a comic novel until it's a sentimental novel. And writing about Dickens gives you a lot of permission to be sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
So I had fun doing both of those things. But often when you write a book and you're shopping it around, people say, well, what's it like? What other book is it like? Where would it sit on the bookshelf? And I would always say, if Shakespeare in Love had been a book before it had been a movie, it's tonally that kind of. I had fun with it. Shakespeare in Love, I think, is a fantastic movie and has so much fun with the anachronisms and you know, playing with what's old and what's modern. And so there is some of that.
And are there moments within your book about Dickens that were taken from his actual life, outside of, you know, him getting this money potentially taken away from him, so he needed to come up with another book idea?
The setup is very much what Dickens' life was at the time. He was 31 years old when he wrote A Christmas Carol, which is extraordinary.
Wow.
Yes. He was a literary rock star. He'd really virtually invented the serialization of the novel and was single-handedly responsible, I think, for the astronomical rise in literacy in England over the course of his life, because poor and working classes wanted to read Dickens, and they thought he was the first writer who was writing about them and who loved them and cared about their lives.
That's fascinating.
And illiterates would gather around in gin shops whenever the monthly numbers would drop.
Mm-hmm.
And those who could afford them bought them, but those who couldn't afford them or couldn't read would gather in gin shops, and somebody who could read would read to them. So all of this is in the book. I mean, there's so much rich detail in the book. But another big event in Dickens' life, which plays a prominent role in my story, is that when he was 12 years old, his father, who was a ne'er-do-well, went to debtor's prison. And at that time, you could take your family with you. You could even take your servants to debtor's prison.
Oh, well, gee.
And so John Dickens left Charles Dickens, his 12-year-old son, as the only member of the family outside of debtor's prison to work in Warren's blacking factory, putting labels on bottles of boot polish to try to make enough money to spring his father from prison. It so traumatized the young Charles Dickens that I think not only did it inform the rest of his writing,
much
of his writing and so many of his novels, but his own philanthropy. And it's in all the books, and it's very much the theme of A Christmas Carol.
It really is, yeah.
And so many of those details are in the book. Much of it is true, but I'm exaggerating and embellishing and going over the top.
Yeah, making it fun. So even though it is based around Dickens writing A Christmas Carol, is this a book that you can read, you know, any time of the year? Because A Christmas Carol, that's when you bring it out around the holidays.
You do. And I've talked to so many people who say, oh, my family reads A Christmas Carol aloud every year, or we go see it in the theater every year.
Yeah.
And that's when we know the season starts. That's what kicks it off. But I hope people will reach for it throughout the year, because I think, in fact, Dickens' hope was that his parable of social redemption and individual redemption would speak to people throughout the year, and that the idea of Christmas, the way in which Christmas magnifies in us our finest qualities and our benevolence, our kindness, our generosity, that those are things we should try to remember all the year and count our blessings, even the smallest of them.
And the book is still in hardback. So where can people get the book if they want to read this tale?
Well, in Boise, they should get it at Rediscovered Books.
Okay, good. All right. Well, there you go. Easy enough.
But it's everywhere. You can find it anywhere.
But Rediscovered Book is the place. I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us about this. I've been speaking with Samantha Silva. She is the author of Mr. Dickens and His Carol. Thank you so much.
Thank you.